Kum lenin ablat gemara rof mesach the krisis today's daf is chav gimel. We'll start from the mishnah chav beis and the beis on the bottom. Aisha, a woman shehevia chatas aif. She gave birth, and she's not sure she gave birth to a child that's chayiv a karbon on a chatas, or she gave birth to a fetus that was not she miscarried. That was not really something that's chayiv a karbon, not viable yet. So what you do is, so it comes to the oila, you can make it tonight. Either it's an oila's chayva, or you give it as a donation. But you can't do that with a chattas. So what do you do? So ha'isha via chattas ha'oif, she brought this chattas ha'oif. They bring the chattas ha'oif from a safik, but nobody can eat it. Because you do malika on it, and if it turns out to be that it's not, then you strafe. And you did malika. So what you do is, what happened was, im adchala nimlika, right before they went and perceived the malika, noidala, she became aware, she yelled that she actually gave a vada. She gave birth to a fetus that they need to bring a carbon. So the question is it too late? Because she already designated a chat as a suffix chat as a if or not. Ta'asena vada. The thing is, you can turn it into a vadai. Why? He may be ala vadai. Al hoida may be ala hoida. Because it's the same bird, whether you know for sure you bring a chat as a if and whether it's a suffix chat as a if. So therefore, it can bring as a carbon, the kainim can eat it. What about chaticha shechulin v'chaticha shalhegrish? Now we're going to go through a number of scenarios. There was a piece of fat that was chulin, or a piece of meat that was chulin. Sorry, it was a piece of fat that was chulin, a piece of fat that was hegdish. No, I'm talking about a regular piece of meat. A regular piece of meat, chulin and hegdish. So now, if it's hegdish, it's me'ila, where you're stealing from hegdish. And if it's chulin, there's no problem. The question is there an asham toli for me'ila? So he had before already in machlekes. So the Mishnah continues in the same machlekes. Ochalachas, man, you ate one of them, and you're the man. Och, you don't know what you ate. Did you eat the chulin? Did you eat the meal? Stealing potter? You don't bring a carbon asher totally on that, because Rabbi Kiva Mechai. Remember we had the whole gemara yesterday. If you learn Elyon Metachton Elyon or not, the Rabbanon say there's no asher totally when it comes to meal stealing, because even a vaday brings only an asher, so you don't bring an asher totally with an asher. Mashenkein, because they learn mitzvahs. Mashenkein, Rabbi Kiva says only mechayv kares. And Meila Yoni Chayv Misa Shemaim. Rabbi Kiva says Chayv. Rabbi Kiva Shitasi holds that you're doing an Ashram Toli, Mechayv Ashram Toli. You're doing an Ashram Toli where there's the Vaday is stealing Ashram Meilas. What happens? Ochelas Ashniya. What happens? Then the lady turned to eat the second one. Now, definitely you ate a Meila. What happens now? Definitely you ate Hekdish. Is maybe Ashram Vaday. Then, of course, everybody bring an Ashram Vaday. Because you definitely, now, between the two of them, you definitely did an Aveda. What about Ochel Echol Hashoyne? Reuven came along and ate the first piece. So Vo'achav Ochel Shnei and Shimon came along and ate the second piece. Between the two of them, definitely somebody ate from Hegdish, but each one personally has a suffix. So here's a machlekes. Now Chum says, "Zeh maybe Oshem Tol is a Meitzel." Each one has a suffix. This is not the Dira Kiva. Not the Chum hold you don't bring anything because hold you don't bring Oshem Tol Yamila. Kiva says each one brings Oshem Tol. Reb Shimon says Shneiin Meviim Oshem Echad. Reb Shimon says they both bring it together in partnership. And they each one say, if you're the one who ate the Kedish, then I'm Moichel my share in this Ashram Toli, it's yours. And the other one says, and if you're the one who ate the Kedish, then I'm Moichel my share and it's yours. So you may be sure to make it tonight. Rabbi Yisrael says, Ein Shnayim Mevim Ashram Echad. Two people cannot bring one Ashram. You can't make it tonight by Kabbonis. So what does he personally hold?
And so the Rabbanon would hold this spot of the Torah and say, don't bother even bringing this. The Rabbanon said, don't bring anything, correct?
Rabbanon said, he can't. There's no Ashram Toli by Mila.
Aren't they kind of holding like Rabbi Yossi in this?
No. Rabbi Yossi, we don't know what he holds. I don't know what he holds. Could Rabbi Yossi hold each one brings their own Ashram Toli? Could he hold that they bring nothing? So we don't know what Rabbi Yossi says at this stage. The Mother later said, Rabbi Yossi is Tanakam, we'll see. Then we'll invite the next case. Sorry?
But one of them for sure did.
But Meila, this is Meila. By Meila, you bring an Osho. Yeah, Osho. Next case. Chadichas chedei chulin, a piece of treif of fats, which is a chattas, and a piece of chulin. Ochalach, many ate one of the main days, many ate which one ate, made an Osho Tali. According to everyone in this case, you bring an Osho Tali. What about Ochal Hashaniya? You bring the ate them both and maybe chattas, because definitely you did the Aveda. What about Ochal Echad Hashayn of Ochal Ochal Hashaniya? He's saying Machlek is again. Reuven ate one piece and Shimon. So between the two of them, definitely somebody did a chattas. He says, of course, then maybe Ochal Hashaniya. Tanakamba says that each one brings an Ochal Hashaniya. Each one has their own suffix. Rav Shimon says they can make a Tanai Shnei Mevim Chatas. They bring a Chatas and they make it the same Tanai we said before. Rav Yossi says Ein Shnei Mevim Chatas. You don't bring a Chatas. So what does Rav Yossi L'Chayr hold in this case? If the two don't bring a Chatas, then each one brings an Ashen Toli. This is exactly the Tanakama. What I was going to say, from here we know Rav Yossi is the author, is the Tanakama. Okay, he's just explaining himself. Next case. Chatichas Chayla v'chatichas Kedush. You had a piece of Tefa Fast and a piece of Kedush. Ochal achas men, you ate one of them. So what do you do over here? Manu shechidin naveda. One piece. What was naveda? One piece is chaylev chatas, one piece is osham. You bring an osham vada. You bring an osham milus, sham milus. Ochal ach ate one of them. Ain't he days menachas? Doesn't know which one he ate. Is maybe osham toli. You bring an osham toli because maybe he ate the chaylev and maybe you ate the kedush. Now, by Kedush, you don't bring an Asher Toli, but maybe you ate the Chalif. So each one brings an Asher Toli because maybe he ate the Chalif. Even the Kodah Cham. Ochal es Hashni, if you yourself definitely ate the second one now, you ate both, you ate Kedush, you ate Chatas, so you bring a Chatas and Asher. Maybe a Chatas Asher Vaday. One for the Chalif and one for the Shamilas. What about Ochal Echad Hashayin? Reuven ate one, Ochal Hashni, the second one. Zem maybe Asher Toli, Zem Asher Toli. Each one brings an Asher Toli because maybe you ate the Chalif. However, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, again the same thing. Shnei Mevi'in Chatzas Vashem. Between the two of them, definitely the Chayil was eaten, and definitely Kedush was eaten. So you definitely bring a Chatzas Vashem and make it the same tonight. If it was me, then you're Meichel me. If it was you, then I'm Meichel myself. Rabbi Yaisi says. Now, they still. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Yaisi says in this case. You cannot have two people bringing a chatas and an osham. You can't make these tanoim.
It doesn't say osham, just chatas.
It doesn't say
osham
here. Where are you?
It's little hay. It's two.
Did I go ahead? Did I skip a few lines? Where am I up to? You went bridge further. Rab Shimon Amish name Chatz Rab Yisim Ainsh name Chatz Achod. Okay, next case. Chatiches Chaylev the Chatiches Chaylev Kedush. One of them was only Chaylev, and one of them had two Avedas on it, Chaylev and Kedush. Now, as far as Chaylev is concerned, you bring a Chatas, and as far as Kedush is concerned, maybe you bring the Shamilas if Meilas Chal on Chaylev. Ochel Achas when you ate one of them, many days you don't know which one you ate. Is maybe chatas? Definitely, you bring one chatas. Why bring a chatas? Because definitely you ate chaylev. And as far as meilah is concerned, the racham hold you don't bring a sham meilah. There's no asham toli by meilah. So everyone brings a chatas. Okay. Rav Kiva says af asham toli. Rav Kiva says you bring an asham toli. Why? Because he holds you bring an asham toli for kedush as well. So each one has to bring an asham toli. Maybe they're the one who ate the kedush. Ochal es hashni. What happens? He himself ate both now, so you definitely you ate chatas and you ate osham. Maybe shnecha. Why two chatayit? Was a d in between, and the osham vade. What happened was chayla was eaten, and then you didn't know, and then you remembered, you were told, and then you forgot again. So you bring two chatayit for two chalavim, and you bring asham milas for the mila. Ochal echad hashayne ve'avachav ochal hashniya. Reuven ate the first one, Shimon ate the second one. So as far as Reuven and Shimon, they both definitely ate chaylev. So if you chatas, the question is by milas. Then maybe chatas, then maybe chatas. They both bring chatas, but there's no osham toli because there's no osham toli by mila. Rabbi Kiva says zev v'zev mevin osham toli. They of course they both bring a chatas, but they also both bring osham toli because he holds there's an osham toli when it comes to Stephen Magdish. Rabbi Shimon said the same principle again. Zev maybe chadim chatas. Yes, ushnei maybe mashrecha. They both bring one osham and they make the same tonight that we learned till now. You don't have both of them bring one Oshim. Yeah.
Rabbi Yosi always directing his opinion against Rabbi
Shimon. That's right. They were classmates.
Sparring partners.
Right, next case.
He's not giving his own solution. He's just saying.
Oh, so we're going to say that Rabbi Yosi is a Tanakama. So each one does, you know, whatever Tanakhama says.
But if you say the Tanakhama, then you go to Chatas Oif.
Right? Not the first case, and all the other cases. The first case is the Oif is no Machlokes. All we talk about was if you found that before you did Malika, you can swap it over because it's the same bird. Next case, last case.
She doesn't have a problem about top of a monofshaft with
what? She's only one person. There was one. Yeah.
So you have two people. So if you have two.
Two activities. There was one activity.
Two activities. Yeah. But because all these activities we're dealing with is either
two, but they're all two activities. Correct. By that case, it's only one activity. She miscarried. A woman can only have one activity. She miscarried. Doesn't know what it was. The only way is you have two women, and one of them had a child, and one of them miscarried. One of them, you don't know what it is. One of them.
But then you have
one of them definitely is. One definitely had before. Yeah, one of them definitely. One definitely isn't.
And because there you've got the oiler aspect of it.
Yeah. The oil is not a problem because you can make it tonight. No one has a problem with oil. You allowed to make an oil. The problem is only chattis. Chatiches chaylev. Here we have a gis. One piece of chaylev, but not only was it kodesh, it was kodesh and noiser. So you have another compounding the avedis. Sounds like a mishnah we had a couple of weeks ago. You try to compound the avedis.
Five in one. Or something.
That's right. Ochalach, as many ate one of them, many days in mechuyis one ate. Definitely, you bring a chatas, whatever it is, and you bring an oshen toli. Why do you bring an oshen toli? Als noiser. You bring an oshen not alsem ila, but als noiser. What about ochal as he ate them both and made the gimel chatois? He brings three chatois. Why three chatois? One is for chaylev, one is again for chaylev, and one is for noiser. Ochal echad as a shayne v'achav ochal ashniya. One guy ate the first one, so one guy ate definitely chaylev. One guy ate definitely chaylev of kodesh of noiser. Zem mevi chatas v'oshem toli, v'zem mevi chatas v'oshem toli. So each one brings a chatas because they definitely ate chaylev and oshem toli because maybe they ate noiser. Rav Shimon says, "Zeh mevi chatas, zeh mevi chatas, u'shnei mevi chatas achas," and they both bring the other chatas or the other, actually, the other osham. They both they both bring a chatas for the chaylev, but one of them maybe ate noisa. So you bring an osham tali for that. Why does it say a chatas? Let me just see what it is inside the mission here. Okay. The osham tali. Rav Yisi am a kol chatas shibol a chet yishnei mevi noisa. Any chatas, on a chet, you can't have two people bring it. But we did have by a bird that two people bring it. Remember, two women, one definitely gave birth, one didn't, or whatever, suffix. They bring it with a tanai. And by a bird is different than by an animal. By an animal, you cannot make these tanai. Okay. Says the Gemara, Omer of the Nachman, Rabbi Yisi says that two people cannot bring together. So what do you do? Chatas utulei maisi shnei. They cannot bring a chatas together. Ha'oshem toli maisa shnei. But it sounds like each one brings an oshem toli. Nu hayin tanakam. It's exactly what Tanakama said. If you're going to say he's arguing in a kama, chaticha mishtei chatiches ike benayu. Rabbi Yisi says that two people, maybe Rabbi Yisi like this, two people cannot bring a chatas achas, so the first guy brings an osher toli, but the second guy brings nothing. You know why? Because the first guy ate it, there were two pieces there, so therefore, ikvi yisuru, yashech levader. When the second guy ate, there's only one piece left. Remember, I had the Gemara before, we had a machlek, is it by two pieces, it by one piece, you bring an osher toli. And maybe that's what Rabbi Yisi is saying. That only the first guy brings. Can't be. Kvotani, not the Braisa, Rabbi Yisi, Amos, then maybe Oshun Tolev, then Oshun Tolev, clearly spells out. Amalei HaKamashlan, the man Tanakam, Rabbi Yisi. Who Taki is the Tanakam, Rabbi Yisi? Sitting with Vaita, Chatiches, Chedot, Dines, Kedot, Chatiches, Chedot, Dines, Chedot, 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 all the three cases. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav says Rav Nachman, the case of Noise, Velei Seinami, Oshun Vadai, the Noise, the Kodeshu. If he ate all of it, you say he had to make two Chatois and bring also three chatois, and the third chat is for the noiser, right? That's what you said. But what is it? There's one more. There's a shamilis. If you ate the noiser is kodesh.
Well, yeah.
And every kodesh you stole from Hegdish. So why don't you bring also an osham vade for being a shamilis? I'm like, let's be shavapruta. We're talking about noiser does not have a shavapruta. So when are you chai for stealing from Hegdish if it's a value? A pruta. It's less than a pruta, therefore there's no shamilis. So we're saying, it seems we're saying every time there's noise, there's less than a pruta. Because, you know, it fouls off. We're definitely talking about this meat. Right now, I don't understand yet why. You're talking about it, it sounds like a piece of meat that was very small. But before it became noise, it was a shava pruta, a skin, the tani oshan vade. Before it became noise, just in the case of kodesh, the case before, what do we say it has to bring? An oshan vade. What's an oshan vade for stealing? So we see that the meat has a value of pruta. So because it became noise, suddenly there's no value of pruta. What happened? Yes, the previous piece is talking about there was a noise, it's talking with a pruta. Therefore, if you stole from Hegdish, you got to pay, bring a shamilas and pay the keren chemish. Mashiach and noise is talking about less than a pruta. We learned a few weeks ago in the Mishnah, if you can eat one thing, you know, I'm talking about kosher, it was nice and all that, and you bring an amaveid, tani, maybe arba chatoiz v'asham echa. There clearly it says that you bring an asham. One of the five kabbanas is an asham. That means nice could be a value of a pruta. So you've made it, and this rule that right now the God understands that every noise is less than a pruta. And before we had a case of noise, is a sharp pruta. So he explains. Not every noise is less than a pruta. Amalei. Ahu begasa. Ahu bedaka. If it's a very big animal, so even though it's devalued, but if you have a, it's still more than a pruta. Here we're talking about a daka, a sheep, a lamb, a small animal. Therefore, after it becomes noise, it's foul, it's worth less than a pruta. That's one answer. Another answer is, oh, ahi ben maisak shami this, talking about the winter season.
The noisa part was not a shavu.
The problem is only noisa because off. It's 2 days old. It's old.
Yeah, but you know, and but he didn't say so. You had the noisa when it's 2 days old and it's off.
We don't care if it's so off. It's shavu. You don't need a shavu pruta to eat chaylev. You need kazayis. When it comes to Hashem Ilus, he's stealing. He goes to the laws of stealing. The laws of stealing are worked by the value, not by the size.
So, the minimum of a prut.
A prut, exactly. So it doesn't matter what the value is when it comes to eating chaylev.
Isn't it stricter by hektish that it's even less than a shavu prut?
No.
No? Okay.
Stealing is stealing. Says the Gemara, Ahibim, but he's like, Shom, how come I'm a chama? Here we're talking about in the summer when it goes off very quickly, he says less than a pruta. In that previous mission, he's talking about it was in winter, so it was worth more than a pruta. Then the Gemara continues. Ochal echad at the shayne. One guy ate the first one. Amalei rabbi danachol. Me, Amalei shayne. I mean, and we said over here, so you have noise, and you have kaid, you have noise, and you have, what do you call it? And kaidish of me'ila. So no, you're telling me that the Isra Me'ila is chal on Nois, and Rabbah, and so on. Omalei Rabbah, Rab Nachman. Umi Omer Rab Shimon, did Rab Shimon say that the Isra chal al Isra? You're telling me that the Isra of Nois is chal on the Isra of Chalev. You have your Isra of Chalev, and now it became Nois, so you're telling me you have to bring a chattas for the Chalev, and a chattas, if you ate all of it, you have to bring a chattas for the Nois. Why bring a chattas for the noisa? Ain't isa chal al isa? Now we had before that even three shittas. One shitta holds that isa is never chal al isa. One shitta holds that isa is always chal al isa. And then one shitta holds that if it's an isa moisa, an isa koil. And within the thing itself, it would add another layer from isa achilu came osabano. Or isa koil that this isa now spreads out, and therefore since it's chal on other things, it's also chal on this. So right now we're asking, the isa of noisa can be chal on the isa of chal. Can you have noisa on the type of fats of a carbon? I'll give you an example. He holds the face now. Nevela b'yom kippur. He ate nevela on Yom Kippur. You have the Isra of nevela and came Yom Kippur, and now it's Yom Kippur, and you ate it. Well, you get punished for eating on Yom Kippur. Potter, you are potter. You don't get punished on Yom Kippur. Now here, nochmer, it's an Isra ma'isif. Yom Kippur is an Isra koil. Here, only the fats was also. Nevela is only the nevela is also. On Yom Kippur, you can't eat anything. Even kosher, you cannot eat. So it's an Isra koil, and yet he holds it nachal. An Isra koil nachal. You're going to ochal kuya bechelba. We're talking about you ate a kidney together with the fats. So therefore, the noisa part is the kuya. The chelba, so it wasn't just strictly fats. It was a fatty meat, a fatty kidney. So you ate the fat for that, you bring a chatas, and for the kidney, you bring me'ila. The kuya bechelba nami, hokoy alab yisar oilin. So what? You don't get anything. The kidney is kodesh. And because the kidney is kodesh, it has to go, they murim. Where does the murim go? On the Mizbech, so therefore it's oilin, it blows in Mizbech. So the same question, how can the Isra of Noisa fall on that part? Isra of Noisa only fall on the part that it goes to human consumption. That's not, there's no other chiv on it. But here there's a chiv, it belongs in Mizbech, oilin. How can Noisa fall on that? How can Noisa come and chal on that? Maybe he holds that even though I generally say that Isra chal Isra, but an Isra Noisa, Isra Moisa, where the stricter is chal. Can't be. Von Nevela Isra Kalu. Comparatively speaking, what's Nevela? A lav. And Yom Kippur is a chomer, Yom Kippur is a kodesh. And yet he says, Vloikos Isra Kippur, Vichomer, Vichal, and Vela Kalu. He says clearly that the Isra of Yom Kippur is not chal on Nevela. Elo, the Gemara answers that even though ain't Isa Chalalisa, even Isa Moisa, because of Shimon, or Begoli Rachmon, when it comes to Kachim, the Tayyid Megali, the Os Isa Chalalisa, Isa Yer Chalalisa. Where do we find that? The Tanya, we learn, it says the Posse, that if anybody eats that a carb while he is Tamei, he should get Kodis. The Tanya says, Asher La Hashem, If you ate from the shlamim, asher la Hashem. What do you mean that belongs to the Eibishter? Even the parts of the carbon and your tameh, even the parts of the carbon belong to the Eibishter. Like the fat. If you're tameh, you'll be over tumah. So we see that tumah is chal on the Isra of chalev. So we see Isra chal, Isra comes kabanis. Asher la Hashem, l'rabba zeh murin, l'chayre murin koyalai b'Isra oilin. The murin belongs to the Eibishter, so then Isra of oilin. And yet, v'chalev koyalai b'Isra kodis. And yet, we see that, wow, that the Isra of chalev is chalan it?
Isn't the tumah chalan the person? And you're not. It's the person's
tumah.
It's not the.
So what? But the Torah says. So what? The Torah is on you. You're not allowed to eat it. Doesn't matter. If you hold ain is a chal is a shimon hold. It's us. So like Yom Kippur. What does Yom Kippur do with food? Yom Kippur is the same thing. It's on you, and it doesn't start chal. He holds in principle ain is a chal is at all. And yet over here he says by carbon he says that you have oilin. You have a murin, fats, which go with chiv oilin, and you have isav chelim on it, compound isav chelim is chal on it as well. And then it says, uka'osi isav tumah chalala, and then your isav tumah is chal on that. So what do we see from there? That what? That yes, there's isav chalal isav by kotchik. Even if it's not a stronger isav, like tumah, on top of a. Which is Kodesh. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shekeinu, I'll prove it to you. Rebbe holds Isa Chal Lisa. Rebbe generally holds Isa Chal Lisa, but even that is qualified. When behind me, Isa Chomer is a Kal. Rebbe holds an Isa Chomer is Chal Isa Kal. A stricter Isa can fall on top of it, like the Kippur would go on top of the veil. If you ate in the veil and Kippur, you'd be chayiv both. And then, Avaliza Kal, Alisa Chomelai. But as a lighter Isa and a stricter Isa won't be. Okay. Yet by Kachin we heard him say that Isr Kal al Isr Chomer na Michael. By Kachin we heard him say that an Isr Chomer that Isr Kal. By Kachin, even a Kal it goes on Chomer. The Isr Meila Kalu, Isr Meila stealing from the Hegdish is Kal. Even though you get Misa, but it's only Misa B'dei Shemaim. And also you don't bring a Chatas on a Shegig, and yet Misa. The Isa Kachim Isa Chomer, and Isa Kachim is a stricter Isa. Kodesh, you get Kodesh if you. And the Os Isa Misa Chal Isa Kodesh. And yet we find that the Isa of Me'ila is Chal on the Isa of Kachim. Tanya, we learn, Rabbi Yemir, Kol Chelev Lashem, said the Posse, Kol Chelev, Shimakti the Ebishta, Kol Chelev Lashem, Le Rabbis, to include a Mure Kachim Kalim, that even the fats of Kachim Kalim, which belong to the Ebishta, is Lemila. If you steal it, you'll be Chai Mila. That Mila is an Isa Kal compared to the Isa of Kachim that goes on Mizbech, and Chelev. Over there, there's Kodus. And Mi'ila is only Misa Shemayim, Chelev Chattas, Mi'ila is no Chomer Chattas, and yet it's Chal. Mi'ila is Misa, but Chayla is a Chayv, is a Kodesh too. And it's Chal on this Chayv, is a Kodesh. What does that show? When it comes to Kachim, it's Chal. Shema Menor, but Kachim Golikra. Kachim is an Islam. Kachim is an exception, it's Chal. So the Gemara, okay, that's Rebbe. But Vatanya, so you're telling me that Shimon also holds that the Isa is Chal on this. That's why you have the Isa of Mi'ila here on the Isa. But the Gemara, Vatanya, we learned. Rab Shimon says, ain't pigle but oily. Rab Shimon says that something that goes on the mizbeach oilin, there's no. Let's say I made a carbon that was mefagulet, and then I said I had a mind the wrong time, and then I put the kidneys. Now the carbon was possible, but you did. You put the kidneys on the mizbeach. You're not chayiv kodesh. So he says there's no pigle by oilin, any part, but belongs on the mizbeach. Pigle's not chal on it. Why? Because even though pigle's nisa kodes, pigle's nisa kodes, and yet he holds that ain isa chal al isa, even by kachim. Right? So I'm not talking about fats, you're talking about meat. You ate the kidneys, which is, let's say, or whatever it is, you ate part of the animal that goes on the mizbeach, and you shouldn't have eaten whatever it is, pigle. And yet he says that pigle is not chal on oil. The only isa you have is because it belongs to mizbeach, number one. He also said there's no chiv of noiser on oilin. Now noiser is definitely stricter than oilin. Noiser chayv kodesh, and oilin you're not. So you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not chayv kodesh. And yet he says there's no noiser. Which parts of the animals are noiser? And the parts that don't go in the bech, but the parts of the bech there's no noiser. Says the Gemara, "Let's know you must be machlekes alone because of Shimon. The lib of Shimon in within of Shimon is machlekes. He's a chalisa, not the ikadamini bekotchim. He's a chalisa. There's one opinion. Our Mishnah holds that of Shimon holds that by kotchim he's a chalisa. Ikadamini bekotchim, nami he's a chalisa." Says the Gemara, "Olaman dama bekotchim nami he's a chalisa. The one who holds that kotchim ain't he's a chalisa. Kolcheil Hashem ma'avilei. What is it? Kolcheil. We just use kolcheil. But Rebbe uses it for what? To tell you that you should chalisa. So what does he do? To be marbid? We said kolcheil of Hashem that even the parts that belong to Hashem, you know, they muri that belong to the Eibush, is also is chal. So what does he do with kolcheil Hashem? Mukil lebevlad kotchim comes to tell you that the vlad of kotchim, which become kodesh as soon as it's born, the ksavri vlad of kotchim bahava os and you. He holds that the kotchim become kodesh when they're born. The tavai badidos yosi there. The chaylev and all that is chal because it's happened simultaneously. All the yisurim happen when it comes out of the mother, and so does the kodesh come out, and therefore it's chal. That's what you do, kol chaylev Hashem. To teach a vlad kotchim, you do have all of these other yisurim. Hadin alor dam shchita. Next pedik. Hamei the Oshem Toli. Let's say you brought an Oshem Toli. The noida loishal echotan. Then sometime in between or in the interim, you found out you definitely sinned, which means you bring karma chatas. But what do you do with the Oshem Toli that you set aside? So it depends on what stage it's at. Sorry? Sorry. He did not sin. He did not sin.
Turns out it wasn't kosher.
No. Yeah.
Technically,
yeah. So what happens to Shoshim Toli? Does it have a chalos of a carbon, and therefore regardless you bring it up? Or do we say it's always a suffix, and therefore the moment you verified it, it's always carbon? So we'll see if Machlek is there. Maybe Oshem Toli v'noidli found out shalechotah. So it depends when you found out. Im ad shalei nishchet, before you shechted it. So what is the animal? The animal is a suffix carbon, something not a carbon. The Torah says this is the only exception you can bring to the Beis HaMikdash. But now that you know that it's not a carbon anymore, it's an ordinary chulin. So yotzer v'yid beide, goes back to your stad, it goes back to your flock, and that's it. Back to normal. Divrei Rameh, goes back. It's like chulin gemurim. And Chacham say no, it has a chalos of a carbon already, because that's what a suffix, that's what a Shetali is. It's a chatchila meant to be brought for a suffix. At the time you set it aside, it was a real carbon. Now there was always a doubt. It was a real carbon. It's Yida Achistai. It has all the things of a carbon. You have to wonder about until the contract to Mum. And then you sell it, the Yiplu Dhammad and the with the money, you purchase animals that go onto the Ketz Mizbech, the Zerch Mizbech. Rabbi Lezer says, go further. Yikir, we should bring it up. Bring it up as an Ashtali. The Rabbanans say you don't bring it up anymore because there's no Aveda anymore, but they say it has the name of a carbon. Rabbi Lezer goes further. Continue bringing it up. You know why? There's always something there for
something in reserve.
Exactly. You might not even be aware that you did a suffix Aveda. So you always bring, maybe had a few days ago, you bring an Ashtali totally every day. We'll have it next few days.
Rabbi Lezer would decide about a real chattas.
No, you can't. Oshem Toli is different. We'll see more later. Machlekes. And then you have Bobby Mabutli that brought every day because he did a Veda, except Machoy and Kippur. And Abel Ezbal's every day you should bring. Because inevitably you did an Aveda. Okay, what about Yim Shanishchit? You shechted already, but you didn't do yet the next stages of the Aveda. Noidaloi, what do you do now? So according to the Meir again, the Meir holds that it turns out to be that it's Chulin. So Yishpech Adam. Pour out the blood. V'habosa Yetze Beis HaSefer. So pour out, and because it's Chulin. At the moment you find out, it's no longer a carbon according to the mayor. It goes back. You verify that all along it was only chulin.
So what's up, the mayor? Why do you have to take it to base straight? For what? Why can't you take it home and eat it?
Once you shecht it in the base, it's chulin ba'azara. But normally chulin ba'azara, you bury. This one here, you burn. Why? Because it looks like a carbon. We don't want people to start saying, what's going on? We thought apostle chulin ba'azara is nikveh, and here we do safe because you went through the motions, so don't only for looks. So you base a straight. Next stage. What about Nizrik Adam? What about if the blood, you already sprinkled the blood, you sprinkled the blood, is what do you do now? You didn't yet do there was anything in the meat yet, you sprinkled the blood, you did everything. And now you found out that it turned out to be the new Aveda. So we're already in the last stage, you may have come both hold that it's not really a carbon. So you just, you know, you burn it. Brought into this stage here. Is what he says here, Yechel. Why? Since you did it right. Since you did it right as a carbon, that's the din, so you did everything right. So now, just because you found it not available, it's still a carbon, so you go ahead and eat the meat. It's a proper Oshem Toli that's kosher. Because the whole Oshem Toli was on a suffix. And that's because you made a mistake here. The whole Oshem Toli is because you thought it was a suffix, and that's what the Seder said. And the whole idea of the Oshem Toli is to suspend the punishment, and you did it, so eat it now. Even the blood is merely in the kais, you didn't even sprinkle it yet. The fact that you prepared to sprinkle it is as if you sprinkled it already. Continue with the procedure, and therefore you did everything right. However, what about Osher Vaday? Ain't a cane. Let's say before you shechted, you thought you, it was an Osher Vaday. You thought that definitely you did an Aveda, so you prepared an Osher. In the case where you bring an Osher Vaday. And then you found out afterwards you didn't even do an Aveda. So they agree that what? Vashem Vaday ain't a Kema. Osham, everyone agrees that it's different. Because the whole thing is a Mekratos. Here it's different. By an Osham Tali, that's what it's for a suffix. So if it played out as a suffix, fine. And it turned out to be it wasn't, but that you did the right thing. Here, Osham Vaday was a mistake. You thought you did an Aveda, it turned out to be you didn't. So it depends. Im Adshalay Nishchet. Adshalay Nishchet before you shecht it. Yeah, you found out that it turned out to be you didn't do it. Yotzevita made it. It's a mistake. Then Rabbanan made that it's a mistake, and therefore it goes back to Chulin. The whole thing is that's it. How does it work exactly? Look at Rashi. What do you mean it was a mistake? What happened here? Second line, wide line. Im came Bahule pligi Rabbanan. Rabbanan argued im noida loy actually nishchet. If you found out before you shechted that it wasn't anything wrong, Yotzevita be'eder. Why? The Tamai that Rabbanan Moshe Toli. Why did Rabbanan say Moshe Toli? Kivan. Look at the Svara. Why did Rabban Hobe Ashim Toli that if he found that afterwards, you still treat like a carbon? You know why? Because Kivan the Liba Noikvay, why you bring the Toli? Because you feel guilty, maybe I didn't evade it. Gomaru Mekachim a Suffolk, and you know that it's only a Suffolk, you knew that Chatchil is a Suffolk, and you set aside this animal. I mean, you meant wholeheartedly, you meant that this animal should be a carbon Ashim Toli. Avol Ashim Vadei, the Omru Loi, why do you bring this Vadei? They told him, Ochal to Kodesh. They told him that's Asham Ilis. They told him you ate what you ate now was a carbon. That's what they told him. He didn't know. They told him. The neider shalei chata. Then he found out Bob Meisers. The who's mu'edim. They found out to be liars. Or inami kasover kodesh achal. He thought he ate kodesh. Venim tachulim was a chulin. See gloyim milsa the hegdish tosu. It comes out the whole thing was a mistake. When he said aside, he did it thinking that it was different aveda. Turned out to be he wasn't. If a mistake, then it's chulin. Osham told him it was no mistake. He knew lechatchil it's only a suffix, and I'm happy to spend the $2, the two sloim, to be able to bring a carbon.
You can have the same scenario with a purpose. Two Adim said, listen, we saw you Shabbos ripping off some grapes.
That's right. Oh, same thing.
And so he's chayav a chatos now. And then the Adim was, and he said,
same thing.
And the Adim was him.
Same thing.
So the guy's dechulin, guy's have dechulin.
Same thing, yeah. The next day, to talk about Adim Zayman and all these things, what happens, Lema Freya. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah. So Osher Vaday in any case, by Osher Vaday Rabban don't argue at all. They agree that it's not a carbon at all. Actually, Nishchet Yotze VeYida BeEder. What happened to Nishchet? You thought you did a veda. Aiden told you did a veda. You shechted the carbon as an Osher. Turns out to be it's Bob Meisers. What do you do in this case? It comes out it was Chulin Ba'azara. So Haradikber. What do you do? So in the previous by Osher Tali we said you have to burn it because it looked like a real carbon, or it was a shikul carbon. But saying in here it's a whole thing is a mistake. So you bury it. What about Nizrik Hadam? If you already sprinkle the blood, then Habasa Yotze Lebesa Sefer. When you sprinkle the blood, you already went to the next stage. You sprinkle the blood, the whole thing is a mistake. You burn it. Now, this is a stira. A minute ago, you said you should bury it because it's a Mekach Tos, it's Chulin Ba'azara. We treat it like Chulin Ba'azara. Now you tell me burn it as if it's a carbon that became Basa. The Gemara will say it's two different Tanoim here. There's an argument between this line and the line before, the few words before. Shoyd Haniskel, but Shoyd Haniskel ain't a cane. Again, Shoyd Haniskel also is not like an Oshim Toli. Again, the Rabbanim will not argue about Shoyd Haniskel. Let's say he found out the first Adam came along and said the animal was killed. And then afterwards he set it aside and you've been treated like Oshim Toli. And then you find out that Bob Meisers is actually Haniskel before you stoned it. Turned out to be Bob Meisers. It was a mistake. Yotzev Yidah Be'edah. Same thing, like an Oshim Vad, it was a mistake. Mishin Haniskel, but once they stoned it already, Mutabana. He can't eat anymore because it was stoned. It was killed, but definitely Mutabana. Egla Rufa also is not like an Osham Toli. Egla Rufa ain't a cane, but different. According to the Rabbanan, Osham Toli said that's the carbon, and therefore if we found out afterwards, it leaves out a carbon, but not by Egla Rufa. Actually, Nerfa, let's say they found out that, you know, who killed him, the murderer is. So actually, Nerfa, before they killed the animal, Tate Save, so the animal comes out, it was never set aside for carbon, it's a mistake. Tate Save, Tita Be'eda. But Mishan Nerfa. But once you killed it, so tikva bin mekayma, you have to bury where it is. Why? Why burying it and say if it's chulin, it's chulin? No, because remember the whole egel rufa was a suffix. We don't know who caused the murder. Sheikh al Safik bar mitchila. The whole thing mitchila was because of a Safik. So therefore, if you killed it already, you did the right thing. So you, it's like a regular galufa. So you have to bury it. Kipra.
It's the same like any other. There's no different procedure here.
Sorry?
There's no different procedure. It's the same.
The chiddush here is before you shechted it, it's very different. Before you shechted, you found the murder, even though you set it aside, we'll say it's chulin. Reverts back to chulin. But once you shechted, you did the right thing. Keep the strike of a whole chulah. Once you shechted it, you did what the Torah said. So it did its job. A minute later, you found out who the murderer is. It doesn't take away from what you did. Therefore, it's treated like a normal egg on the roof, and you have to bury it. Says the Gemara, but my plea, why the mayor said that if that Oshem told you found it afterwards that you didn't sin, he reverts back to Chulin. That the mother, my plea, the mayor said, "Keep the Torah, you don't need it." Since you don't need it, lay Magdishle. It never became Kaddish. In other words, the whole reason is because it's a suffix you didn't evade it. Now you finally didn't evade it. It's a mistake. Along the lines, like it's like Oshem Vade, it becomes a Mekka Toslai.
Because the mayor is the one that says the Breira goes back to.
If we learn that the machleik is there, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Shimon, Rabbi Meir is in Breda, we have different opinions. Because Efshet Tabak Anoit, but Rabbi holds yes Breda, yes. But I don't think anybody told this in Breda. It's a mekach tos, in a way. But Rabbanu Savli Metoshel Liba Noikvay, because it bothers you. Goymer Umakdish, you meant it. Tan Rabbi Lo and Beishal Lishchata, Beishal Lishchata. Whether you knew that you sinned, whether you knew that you didn't sin, Pligi. What happened? You found that you did sin, definitely. It makes no difference. You found that you definitely did sin, so you don't need Nashim Tali anymore. Now you got to bring a chat or whatever it is. Or Nashim Nedvade. Or whether you found that you didn't sin, you're bring nothing. Pligi Rameh Rabban. And so why the argue both? In the case where they know you found that Taki turned out to be a sinner, you have to bring now a real carbon. You know you sin. So that turned out to be it's a sin. So you would think that Oshem Tolu is on a suffix sin. And now that you definitely sinned, you know, continue with Oshem Tolu as well. After the time when you set it aside, lo yada, you didn't know. Let it go back to normal flock, normal stock. If it turned out to be you found that like you didn't sin, tell you the Rabban, even though you didn't sin, so it should be normal chulin. If you did sin, I can argue maybe it should, you know, it's an aveda, a tinge of aveda, it should remain carbon. But if you didn't sin, so it should be chulin like a mer. But kivon to be either the afresh or the other, since at the time when you said this, I didn't know, libe naikfa, you did it wholeheartedly. You didn't say, oh, maybe I should, you know, libe naikfa, your heart bothering you. Have hilcha gom out of magdish, you meant that you're magdish. We'll stop here. Shabbos, everybody.